B2H access mobile. CEW mobile. And good morning, good morning. Dave here, down here on Rutherford Road in Greenville. This is Ben. I am coming up 385 out of Simpsonville. About to head to the dentist's office. Oh, that sounds like you've been to the dentist a long time. I don't go there anymore. Cleanings four times a year, once every 3 months. Had some problems. This is a ringer, and I keep my teeth clean now. Yeah, mine come out at night, so they drop into a holder with a tablet. So that's as far as I go. He used to say, he's like, why don't I just have them all yanked out and just get the bridge or whatever, and I don't have to deal with it anymore. Well, I was blessed with soft teeth, so I've had dental issues for years. So yeah, I just I had them yanked like 15 years ago. You know, whatever was left, whatever was cracked and left. And believe me, I don't have no more pain, no more abscess, no more nothing. Nice, no pain.
Cool, very cool. I guess that's a bender and something piped up on the other side. I think it was the Pickens GMRS repeater or something.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm, 610 isn't real good down this way, down by Rutherford Road, you know.
Called the Shadow of Paris, and there are plans to hopefully get that fixed.
Yeah, I'm very well aware of it. Who knows if they're going to do it or not? Who knows? I mean, whatever. But I'm very familiar with the Shadow of Paris Mountain. It's always been bad last couple of years, anyway.
We're working with the club to get Paris Mountain and 610 repeaters linked. Maybe VHF or microwave or something. Trying to get the plan together to do that so that the Shadow of Paris goes away.
I didn't know they were going to even attempt that. I didn't think they wanted to do that.
I'm not sure of the ultimate plan on how to do it. Of course, Dave is head of the repeater committee, so we're trying to figure all that out. But there's been a lot more talk about it lately as Greenville has grown, and especially since interest in ham radio has grown since Helene, that subject has come up a lot more often.
I've got a few, I don't want to get into it on here. You know, I've been involved with repeaters for a long time. I've had a couple of repeaters up on Long Island, and I was involved with one down in Florida. And I own one now, but you got to keep things simple. You know what I'm saying?
True. There's a lot of hardware complexity doing that kind of linking stuff, and that's hence why the problem is the delay and the cost.
Yes, you know, the thing is that where they are up on Caesar's Head is a fantastic site. There are some shortcomings up there, but, you know, I'm not going to discuss it on the radio, but one antenna, one duplexer, one repeater. Have a nice day. You know, you'll have coverage out to Wing Wing.
Yeah, it has a lot of potential. If it's phased sort of straight out instead of being phased at a slight angle downward, so we don't quite get the coverage sort of in the dips and valleys that we could get, and that's another thing to look at.
No, I hear you. Well, listen, if you can find my phone number, feel free to give me a call. I don't like putting it out on the air.
Yeah, as long as you're on QRZ, I can look you up. I'm driving, but I can go back to the repeater recordings and pull your call sign.
Yeah, it's everybody knows me here. It's KBT. Actually, just get a hold of Dave and have him give you my number. But don't you know? We can talk a little bit further on my thoughts on repeaters.
The more brains we get, the more chatter and desire there is to get this solution implemented, the better.
You know, I can hear you on the input. Why don't you switch over to 5.2 for a minute? Do you have 146.5.2 logged in there?
On the Haywood Road Hill, so let's give Simplex a try.
146.52, meet you there. KP2A checks out.